Welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Pronouncing the TH. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday to Friday I bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. And today we will have a thorough practice of pronouncing the TH. Today's podcast will be dedicated to the TH. English, being quite irregular at times, has two ways of pronouncing the combination of the T and the H. That may seem simple, but getting it right is a key to sounding like a native. I have met many people from all over the world who speak English quite well, but who have a weakness when they use a word beginning with TH. Some people will pronounce the THE and similar words as D, as if the TH were a D. Other people pronounce it as a Z or a Z. I have heard this and that instead of this and that. So how do we overcome these errors? Practice is the answer. I will read a paragraph that is full of the TH sounds. I will give you time to repeat after me. Remember, the two sounds are th, as in thing, a sound that is light and full of air, and th, which is a heavier sound that has more vibration and less airflow. Let's give it a try. The thoughtfulness of my neighbours makes me think. Though they are retired, they are thrilled to spend their days helping people. Every Thursday at 3 o'clock, they hand out food, household things, and this and that to the poor in the community. Theodore, the husband, had throat problems, but thought more about helping the poor than helping himself. They read thick books on community service. They support the local theatre. And though they are thin and quite old, they thrive on charity runs. Such thoughtful people. Okay, I'll read it a second time without pausing. Try to just listen and imagine my tip of my tongue between my teeth blowing air or vibrating a little bit, and that'll help you practice the correct pronunciation. Here we go. The thoughtfulness of my neighbours makes me think. Though they are retired, they are thrilled to spend their days helping people. Every Thursday at 3 o'clock, they hand out food, household things, and this and that to the poor in the community. Theodore, the husband, had throat problems, but thought more about helping the poor than helping himself. They read thick books on community service. They support the local theatre. And though they are thin and quite old, they thrive on charity runs. Such thoughtful people. Well, that's all for today. I hope this was useful for you. Remember, the text is always available for download at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. And I love to receive emails from you. So If you can think of anything, think of anything to email me, I promise to email you back. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.